This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Okay, Lake Superior State just shared its annual list of the banished words that we think that we should stop using in 2026. Let's roll them down.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
Obviously, with a new year comes a whole slew of new words that we just need to put in the trash, and I'll be glad to. There's a handful that I can't remember that I remember, but I remember hating them bad enough, and I'm glad that they're gone. Like, I don't even want to utter them just because I don't want them to come back, and I put them so far back that I forget what they were.
But remember, by the end of this year, by the end of 2026, there'll be a list of 10 words that popped up this year that you're already sick of.
Absolutely. Right? Is there any words that you guys heard in the last year, or at least in recent memory, that you think should make your way out? Like, Miles, Thrill, I know that you guys have kids that are kind of within that age bracket that might kind of be floating.
But I can't crap up what the kids say. Right, the 6-7 thing. They're just saying it to say it. There's no real meaning behind it, but which they don't say, thankfully. But like, if I make something good for the kid, right? Like, yeah. Hey, what's for dinner tonight? I said chicken Alfredo the other night. I can't remember what his response was. I don't remember the word, but it was positive. And I thought, okay, that's what kids are saying. I have nothing to say about that.
The one that gets me is when they start using words that we used to use that somehow went out of, and they're like, it's cool now. And I'm like, it was cool then.
Yeah.
It's cool when we said it first.
Came all the way back around.
We said it first.
Yeah. Bottom of the list, they go with reach out. It was actually on their list back in 1994, but just the term reach out, just reaching out.
That doesn't bug me.
I feel like that's mainly for work, though.
Generally, yeah.
I mean, your friends, if I haven't talked to a buddy in a minute, I don't have to say, hey, I'm just reaching out.
It's understood.
I can just send a text like, hey, dude, hope you're well.
I've had a handful of relationships where it has been long enough to where it would be weird to just get a random text from me so that I would need to explain it by saying, hey, just want to reach out, see how you're doing.
And again, I got no problem with that.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
It explains your point.
I also feel like
this is not an emergency. Yeah. This is not weird. I am not dying. I'm just reaching out.
Right. I don't know. I just feel like in my personal life, I'd be like, hey, Mike, long time. Miss you, bud. Hope you're well.
Yeah.
What's up, bitch?
Let's catch up.
Yeah. You got fat. I remember my band teacher hated this one. I still like it. My bad.
Do you know where that comes from?
No.
Believe it or not. So it came from Dikembe Mutombo.
Okay.
Playing basketball. His English was not great, but he was in a press conference. They're talking to him after whatever happened in the game, and he screwed something up. And instead of saying, hey, it's my fault, he just kind of smiled, tapped his chest, and said, my bad. And everybody got it, right? So everyone, believe it or not, yeah, Dikembe Mutombo, just struggling with English, but trying to respond to the reporter's question, just said, yeah, that was my bad.
Okay.
And then he did a lot of good in life.
He did a lot of good in life after that. My good. I like my bad because it's kind of, you're taking responsibility and apologizing for something fairly insignificant.
Sure.
You know what I mean? You drop a glass and you spill orange juice on the floor. You say, my bad.
My bad.
You don't stab someone in the stomach by accident and say, my bad.
Right. Right.
That's a straight up, oh, sorry.
Right, you stabbed the wrong guy.
My bad.
My bad, dude. Thought you were him.
You accidentally forget to put audio on a stream. My bad.
My bad. How many times have you said that in the last year?
Ooh, in the last year? Just once.
How many times in the last 10 years?
10 years? Oh, there's a handful of times there.
Yeah. I've needed that one.
You should get a My Bad punch card.
Yeah. Sorry for the 2 minutes of dead air.
I mean, when I was in high school, though, that was a mess. Like, every coach ever had was like, you guys need to stop saying My Bad.
It's not going to
like, no. All right.
They say gifted when used as a verb. Again, these are banished words that need to go away this year. Gifted when used as a verb. Like, I gifted them a candle. They say, just say you gave it to them.
Yeah, that's stupid. Sorry. I mean, to me, you can say, my child is gifted because they're in some crazy-ass class or something. But if you say, I gifted them, like, you gave it to them.
Yeah, yeah. That's a good I never went that deep with it.
I would use it that way if it's, like, something specific that I like. But, like, somebody else, like, I feel like they'd get more use out of it. I was like, I gifted it to them.
I feel like I would use gifted if it was something of mine. Like, if I were to give my base to one of my children. Like, oh, no, that was gifted to you.
Correct.
I'm not giving it to you. I'm gifting it. To me, it takes on more importance. I don't know if that's accurate. That's just how it sounds.
Like, I had a hat I loved. It just looked better on my buddy, and he looked cool wearing it. So I was just like, I'll gift it to him.
Yep.
Okay.
That's gifting it to him.
I like it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Perfect. They think we should stop using it to mean good or great. There are a few instances when perfect actually applies. I don't disagree with that take.
They're not wrong, but to me it's like awesome. If you break it down, most of what we call awesome is truly not even remotely awesome.
Yeah.
So to me, perfect, awesome, those kinds of things. And by the way, I was wrong. It was not the Dikembe Mutombo. Wesley Hare on YouTube is like Manute Bol. My bad.
All right.
Perfect just drives me up a wall sometimes when people are just like everything's like it's just so extreme.
Sure.
I don't believe people. I feel like I hear perfect more when, I don't know. Hey, man, the beer you want, we blew the keg. We got, how about this? Perfect.
Perfect.
Correct.
Yeah.
If you're telling me how perfect your life is, generally I'm like, BS. I don't believe you.
And I know where you're going with it because the younger generation does it not with perfect, but it's the best thing ever. Or it's everything. Or it.
Right.
Easy. Okay. You're very excited.
I still say stuff like groovy.
Yes.
Groovy.
Words that need to be banished this year. Full stop.
Yeah. I don't use it and I rarely hear it.
Yeah. They
I can see
say,
why it's annoying, but yeah.
They also banned the word period last year. So the take back then was we understand the point. No need to verbally punctuate it. Full stop. Period. We get it.
But what if it's my wife?
Yeah.
I'm on my... Don't say it.
Mm-hmm. Don't you dare.
Menstruating.
Keep that to yourself.
We're done with the word period. Why was it called a period?
It is the period in time in which
period
this happens.
Of time. Yeah, because to me, when you say period, like something's done. I'm like, but when she says, I'm on my period, it's not because it's ending.
Correct. Yeah, it just begun.
Yeah.
incentivize. They think just motivate or encourage are underused now.
I feel like that's a corporate word. Normal people don't say that. But if corporate sends some BS email about whatever, we're incentivizing, like,
right.
I know you're doing corporate speak. Right. I get it.
Yeah. Way to make yourself sound better.
Mm-hmm.
Banished words for the year, massive. It can mean big, or kids sometimes use it to mean awesome.
That's all right.
I used it today.
Doesn't bother me.
Massive.
What you're describing, like, as a good thing, like, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I thought that was the right word. Massive thank you.
Massive
okay.
thank you.
Okay, that right. makes sense. Okay. Yeah.
That was a massive kick.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't.
I am very guilty.
No, it wasn't.
Now that you say that word, I am very guilty of that one.
Yeah.
Massive game. Like, oh, Christ, I say that a lot.
You got to stop saying it this year.
I think I mean it.
Yeah, yeah. Let's see. Cooked. Does anybody other than Ted know what cooked means?
Like, they're no.
No? Miles?
They're screwed.
Yes, you are. You're exactly right.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Like, I'm cooked, or I'm exhausted, but it can also mean to give someone space or to do their thing. She's an expert. Let her cook.
That's the other one I like, too. Yeah. Hold up. Let him cook.
Let him cook.
But that's more present than cooked. I feel like that's been around
that came
for a
from
long
Russell
time.
Wilson.
Yeah.
But cooked is bad.
Yeah.
Like, oh,
I'm
man.
Cooked.
Like, our team's cooked.
Which, I don't mind that one. That one still sounds okay to me, which is why
put
I'm sure the young kids want to.
They're cooked. For whatever reason, we go to the food well.
We do.
Yeah.
We like food, man. Yeah. That's what we do. Banished words for the year. Demure. Remember when that one got big because of TikTok?
That was a bit of a flash in the pan, though. That was big, what, 6 months ago? I haven't heard anybody even reference that in a minute.
And flash in the pan is the perfect way to describe that because it got so loud, so fast, so annoying.
But wait until they say we can't use the phrase flash in the pan. Then what do we call it?
Exactly.
A one-hit wonder?
it was so popular, so quick. Everything was very demure. Shut up. It's not that funny. It's not that cool. It's not, no. Just shut up.
It's not perfect.
And then this is the number one word that needs to be banished this year. Send it to hell whence it came. Ted, you already nailed it. 6-7. Get it to
yeah.
hell.
Yeah. It'll go away. It's funny to them, but it won't be as funny.
And that's where I try to get off my laurels as the old guy. It's like, it's funny to you. Let them have their funny thing that makes no sense to anybody else other than the fact that it makes no sense.
Well, the other reason I think the kids will stop saying it is because it's become such commonplace. They're like, look, I'm 45. I said it at least 10 times over the break to people. And it's like, when the old guys start using it as a joke, then it's not as cool.
Yeah, that's how you do it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture. If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.